and welcome to another episode of the MLB Scoreboard Report. We're going to talk about some signings, some games that happened in spring training, and of course, some Bryce Harper news. As always, I'm Kramer Sandstone, so let's get into it. To start some things off, yes, Bryce Harper is officially signed. He signed a 13-year deal worth $330 million with the Philadelphia Phillies. This contract is giving Bryce $25 million a year, and for 13 years, that is crazy. He will be 39 years old when his deal is up. That is ridiculous. So the real question is, how many years will he stay in Philadelphia, and how many years will be on this contract? And if he does leave or decides to opt out, or if he can even opt out of this contract, this is huge. Bryce Harper is staying in the National League, of course. Narrowed it down to three teams with the Dodgers, Giants, and Phillies. And taking the Phillies is what he shall please and do. And this is a great moment for Major League Baseball to see a player like the caliber of Bryce Harper to be gone off of a team. And he's on a team now. He's not in free agency anymore. He's actually going to probably report to the Phillies sometime relatively soon. As this news broke around 1 o'clock on Thursday, so it's ridiculous to look at the opening day roster or opening day starting lineup, should say, from this coming season to last season. Because we'll do that right now. As last season, this was the starting lineup. Batting first was Cesar Hernandez at second base. Carlos Santana was batting second at first. Nick Williams was in right field batting third. Reese Hoskins was batting fourth, batting at left field. Aaron Altair was in center field, batting fifth. J.P. Crawford was their shortstop and batting sixth. Mikel Franco was batting seventh at third base. Andrew Knapp was the catcher, batting eighth. And then their opening day starter was Aaron Nola. For this coming season, four of those guys are going to be on the team. That was on the starting lineup last year. That's how it possible. Opening day lineup, batting first, Andrew McCutchen out center field, Gene Segura at shortstop, batting second, Bryce Harper in right field, batting third, JT Realmuto batting fourth at catcher, Reese Hoskins at first base as he's batting fifth, Mikel Franco batting sixth at third base, Abdul Herrera out in either left field or center field, depends on where they put Andrew McCutchen, probably put McCutchen out in left. Abdul Herrera's younger, more longevity in the legs, put him in center field for that, batting seventh. And batting eighth, Cesar Hernandez, who will probably be their second baseman at the opening day, and then Aaron Nola possibly going to be their opening day starter. As, yes, the Phillies have done a lot of moves this entire offseason, some surprising to say the least, and with the addition of Bryce Harper is just added to what they've been doing this entire offseason. On December 3rd, they traded for Gene Segura from the Mariners. On the 12th, they signed Andrew McCutchen on December 12th. January 3rd, they signed David Robertson to be their closer. On the 7th of February, they traded for JT Realmuto. On February 13th, they extended the contract to Aaron Nola. And then on the 28th of February, they signed Bryce Harper to the tremendous 13-year, $330 million contract. Ridiculous. He will be the highest-paid baseball player in Major League Baseball history until, I'm guessing, Mike Trout gets that contract from the Phillies as well, if they had the money around that time. So that makes the blueprints of setting it up to where Mike Trout could possibly be a Philly and Bryce Harper be a Philly at the same time here in about 3 years. So the Phillies have made moves to make it to postseason and then some by winning the World Series. Hopefully they can do that. They're going to try to, at least. With the Phillies signing Bryce Harper to a 13-year, $330 million deal. I want you guys to comment whether you think this is a good deal or not, because technically I don't think it is. 13 years is way too long for a baseball player. He'll be 39 when this contract's over. Ridiculous. So that's just my opinion on this topic. But Bryce Harper to the Phillies for 13 years worth $330 million, getting $25 million a season. Can I at least get $1 million of that, Bryce, and help me out on this? All right, so that's Bryce Harper. Earlier on in the week, Nolan Arenado signed an 8-year deal extension worth $260 million. last season with the Rockies, he batted a .297, 38 home runs, 110 RBIs. Another re-signing, the St. Louis Cardinals re-signed pitcher Miles Michaelis to a four-year deal that goes from 2020 to 2023. It's worth $68 million. Last season for the Cardinals, he was an 18-4 record with a 2.83 ERA, and that was all in 32 games started. So Miles Michaelis signs a $68 million deal worth 4 years. Other news, the Cardinals also signed catcher Matt Wieters to a minor league deal. Kansas City Royals signed right-handed pitcher Connor Green, Jorge Lopez, and infielder Alberto Mondesi, so Raul Mondesi, better known as, two one-year contracts. The Indians signed infielder Hanley Ramirez to a minor league deal. He has a career batting average of a .290 with 269 home runs and 909 RBIs. He's better known from he's better known to be playing on teams like the Mariners, Red Sox, was on the Dodgers as well, as he's been on the lower side of it with his later seasons in Boston, but he can make a comeback with the Indians. The Dodgers signed infielder Brad Miller to a minor league deal. Rangers signed infielder Logan Forsyth to a minor league contract. Those are some of the signings that have happened that were well-known named players. So that's for the signing-wise, but let's just get into spring training action for February 28th. Going over some games that have happened. The Mets defeated the Cardinals 3-2. The game ended in the seventh inning between the Reds and Brewers. It was a final score of 8-6 for the Reds. The Phillies defeated they tied up the Orioles 5-5. The Detroit Tigers defeated the Atlanta Braves 7-6. Houston Astros defeated the Marlins 7-5. The New York Yankees beat the Pirates 8-6. The Red Sox defeated the Nationals 13-5. Philadelphia Phillies beat the Toronto Blue Jays 11-4. A game that ended in a tie with the Colorado Rockies and Dodgers were 7-7. Kansas City Royals defeated the San Diego Padres 3-2. Oakland Athletics beat the Chicago Cubs 10-3. San Francisco Giants beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-2. The Seattle Mariners beat the White Sox 8-3. The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Indians 10-7. Texas Rangers defeated the Angels 10-6. And the Minnesota Twins beat the Tampa Bay Rays. Well, excuse me on that one. Tampa Bay Rays defeated the Minnesota Twins 1-0. The two-hit ball game on that one for the Twins. But spring training, I mean, these games really don't matter. But if you guys want to get up into the know of where things, games ending and stuff like that, I was going to be there to provide some from talk about that. But that will do it here on this edition of the Scoreboard Report. Bryce Harper is officially a Philly. I'm going to say it one more time because it's a stupid contract. A 13-year, $330 million, $25 million a season. Wow. Just wow. This podcast is brought to you by The Stat, your source for sports news, scores, highlights, and stats. Sports media that gives you a voice. Make sure you follow The Stat on Twitter and follow them on Instagram because they talk about sports, and they also talked about how I talk about podcasts. So they help me out to help them out, and they do talk about Major League Baseball, so go give them a follow. But thank you for listening and tuning in. As always, I'm Kramer Sansone, and you have a wonderful day.